Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Chotzer Gedol Hoisiv Yerushalayim. There was a huge chotzer in Yerushalayim. Beis Yazik Hoisiv Nikris. It was called Beis Yazik. They found markings when they dug. The archaeologists dug. They found markings that were called Beis Yazik. It would seem that where it was, this chotzer Gedol was, if the Gedol knows me, you walk out the Kaisel Plaza on the back right. If you're not walking into the old city, into the Reva HaYehudi, but you're walking out to Shar Shechem, so you walk out through the security gate, and you walk into the Shuk. If you make a left from there, about a minute in, that's where it was. Ulashom kol ha'edim miskansim. All the edim that had come, remember, it could be 30, 40, 50, 100 edim that came, they would bring them all there. Bezdin boitkin oisim shom. That's where Bezdin did their bedikas. Why was it over there? It's a good question. Why didn't they just process them on the Harabais? So maybe there were people that came that were Tumeim, so they had to be in a neutral site. They couldn't go on the Harabais if they had a Tumah Yotzei Megufna. There wasn't enough time to be Mitayer. So one explanation over here, the Tesis Yomtiv says that the word Yazik wasn't just a name. It's called, Yazik is a way of saying that it was surrounded by a fence. It brings a Pasuk, Vayaskeu Vayasalkeu Vayasakleu. That means that they put a fence around it. Pasuk in Yeshaya. So if it was Mukepes Choyma, the Tesis Yomtiv says, he quotes from Rashi that here's where they put the Edim that came on Shabbos that were Mechal Shabbos. So they had to put them in a place that was Mukav Choyma in order that they should be able to walk around. Shouldn't be Kula, they shouldn't be stuck in their Dalaramas. Mashenke, the Edim that came during the week, maybe not. But if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Chiddush HaChodesh, he brings down that they were boidik them over there. He doesn't bring down anything about Shabbos specifically. So maybe that would be the explanation, because you can't have somebody who's maybe a Sofek Tumah without prerequisite preparations. You can't have somebody walk up on the Harabayis. So they have to be boidik them by a neutral site in Yerushalayim. Maybe that would be the Hezmer. Vinishvi, whether we're talking about on Shabbos or we're talking about during the week, Bezdin Boitkin Oisim Shom. Su'udas Gedolis Oisim Lahem Bishvil Shehu Regilin Lover. They want to encourage people to come. People are going to be stuck in a chotz in Yerushalayim. Nobody's going to want to be come. They come 9 o'clock in the morning on a Shabbos morning, and they're going to be stuck till after Shabbos, even if they came during the week. It's not that easy. They came, they walked for 5 hours, walked back for 5 hours. No, Su'udas Gedolis. Good catering is definitely encouraging for people to want to come to join the event. But this is definitely talking about Shabbos, which would be a good way to prove that the Mishnah is only talking about Shabbos. Like we're saying, it doesn't sound from the Rambam that way. Everybody who came, if they came from out of 2,000 Amos, from out of the Tchum, so their stock, Midin de Rabbanon, they're stuck in their Dalet Amos, Kimubur and Erev in the beginning of the fourth parak. That being said, that was the way it should have been. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel, Hazokin Shihu Mahalchin Alpayim Amal Lechol Ruach. They took away that din in order to not discourage people from coming. It's worth noting that the Mishnah quotes Hiskin Rabban Gamliel, Hazokin. If it would have been Rabban Gamliel, the Stam Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah is Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, who was the Nossi after the Churban. If it was after the Churban, it would have been Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was desolate, and the Mokim we'll have later on, the Mokim where the Edim were examined, was in Yavne, not in Yerushalayim. But this is Rabban Gamliel Hazokin, who is the first Rabban Gamliel, the son of Shimon, the son of Hillel. So we're talking about a Tkufa 50, 60 years before the Churban, Bayashenim, before the destruction of Yerushalayim. What's a posh to kash over here is that it sounds like a given that if the Edom would come from out of the Tchum without a bazundir takonim from Rabban Gamliel, they wouldn't be allowed to walk out of their Dalet Amos. B'chayra, Yerushalayim had walls around. The halacha of Dalet Amos, when you learn Erev in Perek Dalet, is clear, mavur, that the halacha of Dalet Amos is what's considered al pi halacha Dalet Amos, not physical Dalet Amos. A mokim mukav mechitzis, a person is allowed to walk around completely. So the Gemara is nesiachas to that. It's a Gemara in Erev in Daf Kuf Aleph, and the Gemara says that the specifics of the Mishnah over here is talking about the metzias that was neschadish in the second half of the Tkufa of the Bayesheni. Yerushalayim originally had chaymis around that rendered it completely Rishusayachit. Later on, when the Yevonim were pirates, the walls of Yerushalayim, so then Yerushalayim became open, and it was Nechshav Kirshusarab Mayin Shom, the Sugya, the end of Erevin. So that's why there was no walls to protect the city. There is another Nekuda, and that is that it would seem from Rishonim that there was a serious tzad, that the same way when we're measuring the tchum of somebody walking, we don't start from where his house is, but we start from the end of the city, the Ir V'Ibura, Mishnayis Mufuroshis, the fourth parak, the fifth parak specifically in Mitzvah HaZeirvin. We measure every person living in a town, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amas from outside the city limits. If that's said, L'chur, that means that the city is also Kule Kedalat Amas, in which case, L'chur, a person that lands up, he walked out of his tchum, but now he's in a city, he's in an ear, L'chur, he should be able to walk around the whole town. There's such a tzad in the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim are doichidis. The Ramban, the Ritva, and a few other Rishonim do hold that way. If you want to see the Maram Koimis, to look in the Bir Halacha in Simon Tof Hei, where he brings Barichus, both Stodim, and he says that there's a Mokum B'Shas Hatchak to be Soimich on the Ramban. Very Negeya, if somebody got stuck, let's say a car got stuck in a blizzard, in a heavy blizzard on the Garden State, and a police car drove, because it's a sakon, it's freezing cold, drove the people into Lakewood. Let's say you're in a mokum that's not mukiv mechitzis. How would you be allowed to walk around? According to the Ramban, you'd be allowed to walk around the whole town. The kule kedalat amos is only in a field, in an open area. The not kule kedalat amos, where you're stuck with dalat amos. But once you're in a town, once the troopers brought you into Lakewood proper, you'd be allowed to walk around the whole Lakewood. It's a tremendous kula. The halacha says, b'shas hadchak, one could rely on it. V'nishvi, if that's the case, then over here also, the town of Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, the ir hagdoyla of Yerushalayim, even if it's not mukefes chayim, is certainly an ir. So why wouldn't the Eidim be allowed to walk around the whole thing? So it's either a very shtark akasha on this tzad. You have to know what to do with this taina from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah on that sheet. Now the Mishnah continues in the context of what we just said, of that they made a takon over here. The Mishnah continues. V'lo elu bovad, ela af ha-chachomo habo liyaled. A chachomo, it's an interesting word. A chachomo over here means a midwife. What's the sherish of chokhmo together with a miyaled? That's a good question. Maybe it comes from the miyaledesin that were zoiche to bring Chachmei Yisrael, Moshe V'Aaron into the world. But in the beginning of Parashat Shmos, a chachomo habol yaled, she has to come on Shabbos. Wedding doctor, habol lahatzul min adleiko. Somebody is coming to save firemen. Anybody who's coming in a situation where it's a mitzvah without thinking twice, he has to come. A doctor, a midwife, a fireman, min agayis. Somebody's coming to save from plunderers, from a pogrom. Minanor is coming to save people from drowning. Minamapoilis from a building that fell in, Chas v'Shalom. Hare elu ka'anshe ho'ir. They have a din also that Chazal waived the restrictions of the Kula Kedala Ramos, of the being Mugbal to Dala Ramos. They have a din of going Alpai Mamal ho'ir v'Alpai Mamal chutzlo. Hare elu ka'anshe ho'ir. Listen to the way the Mishnah said it. Not they have Alpaim. They like Anshe ho'ir, which means they have the whole city, plus Alpaim Michutzalo, which is the din of Tchumen of the Bnei Oyer. V'yeshlam Alpaim Amal L'chol Ruach, and they have 2,000 Amos in every direction. In Erevin, the fourth parak, we made reference to a famous machlokes between Rav Moshe Zatzal and other poskim, whether the din of them being matir, sofi mishum tchilasi, if somebody is mechal Shabbos, for purposes that are a mitzvah, whether he'd maybe be even allowed to go back, whether that would be matir, even driving back, or that would be, let's say, fatzolah members to drive back home, or that would only be a heter in terms of the dinei tchumim, we discussed that in the fourth parak in Erev. Mishnah Vov, Ketzad Boitkin Es O'edim. Now we're getting into Hilchis Bidikas O'edim. Again, L'chayra, it should not be, the halachas of Bidikas O'edim should not be unique to Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Mishnah over here is going to discuss the halach of Bidikas specifically, because a person could see something, and we'll see, what he sees in the sky could be very misleading. You don't need as much bedika if an aide comes in and he says he saw Reuven about to eat a piece of meat. And he told him, Reb Reuven, I'm giving you asra, it's chazer, and it's mechayiv malchus, and Reuven eats it. That you don't need to be particularly well-versed in anything in order to be able to give that hasra and say that aid is. But over here it wasn't so pashut. So let's see. Zug Sheba Rishon, the first peer that came, Boit Kinoise Rishon, Umachnisin as a godl Shebehen, they were boiting the Edom one at a time in order that the two of them should not be able to give each other answers. They took the older, well, the older of the two into a room. Emor, tell us. Kesed Rishon Salavona, there are certain basic features of the Levona that's able to be cited. When we're talking about right after the Moilad, we're talking about, remember, that Levona at the beginning of the month is a very thin crescent. And it could only be seen under certain circumstances. That means like this. If you look up, you could see sometimes in the right angle, you could see the moon during the day. But you're never going to see it at the very beginning of the month during the day. Why? Pashut. Since the Levona is so weak at the beginning of the Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh, so, by definition, you're only going to see it when the light of the day, when the sun, is kamat down. Otherwise, it would obscure the Levona. The light is much weaker. So, Mamela, it's going to have to be mamish around Shkia time. After that, it sets very quickly. Again, because of the angle. So, they tell him like this. Ketzer Ritzer Salavona. How did you see the Levona? Lefnei Achama or La'acher Achama? Which is going to be very telling, because we're going to ask him questions in how he saw the Levona, the Chiddush HaLevona, biyachas to the sun. If he says he saw the sun fully, then it can't be. The beginning of the month is not Shaykh. That question is not even specifically asked in the Mishnah. Another point to mention is that since he could see it only by Shkia time, so the place where he's going to see it, he's going to see the sun reflecting. The part of the moon that you're going to see is the part that the sun is Meir. But again, not when it's obscured by the sun. And the beginning of the month, when it's weak, it will be obscured. So you can see it around Shkia time. The Chiddush HaLevona will be around Shkia time or right after Shkia. And the roundness of the Levona, not the what's called the Pegam HaLevona, but what's called the side that's Komur, which means rounded, you'll see it next to the sun, but it'll always be on the Meiriv side of the sky because the sun sets in the west. It always goes up in the Mizrach and it goes down in the Ma'ariv. So what they asked him was, Ketzed Risa Salavon, Lufnei Achama or La'acher Achama? Did you see it? What it means is, the open side, the Tzad HaPegam, to the Levona, or you saw the rounded side, the Tzad HaKomer, to the Levona? L'tzvayna or L'droima? Now, L'tzvayna L'droima is not as easy, because that Beznahat Cheshbanis, it depends which month. The sun travels more to the south side of the sky during the summer in the northern hemisphere. When you're looking in the northern hemisphere, so what you see is more of the sun filling up, going from north to south. The reason why the day is much shorter is because the sun is primarily in the northern side and the distance is shorter. Mashenka, the sun goes on a much longer angle during the summer months because of the relationship between the revolution of the earth around the sun, the way we described before. So, Bezdin had a cheshbin if the Chiddush HaLevona should be this month L'tzvoino or L'droimo. Here's another question. Kamahoya Gavoya, how high, this means how high was the moon above the western horizon? Lion Hoyanoite is something that we mentioned before. Lion Hoyanoite means which side of the Levona did you see to the sun? And we explained before which side you should see. What does it mean how high it was? This is not a question that's 100% objective. This was a question that was designed to get the two Edim. They heard tshuvas from the two Edim. There's sometimes you have where an Ed says something where you clearly know me obey. That doesn't make sense. Either he's lying, or he made it up, or he imagined that he saw it. B'chulei. That could be if it's something that's physically impossible, like the Pegam HaLevona being seen towards the sun, that's physically impossible at the beginning of the month. So that they knew either he made it up or he was lying. It's one or the other. Can't be. But over here, it could be at different levels of the horizon depending on where he saw it, because the sun sets.
The horizon is here. The moon will be right before Shkia, right after Shkia, at a different level, depending on the time they're in, depending which specific minute he sees it. The point over here was that the two Edim have to say something which is more or less consistent. So, Lamosha, let's say we have in other places where they ask Edim, Sanhedrin, you have it in Psochim, we had it, where you ask two Edim which hour of the day was. They didn't have clocks. So what did you do? You looked at the sun. It's impossible for one person to think that it was Benetzach Chama, and the other person thinks that the Halvo or the Ritzicha or the Avera was by Chatzai Sayyim. There's nobody in the world that's going to mix up Netzach Chama, Chatzai Sayyim. What you can mix up is Shor Shlishis to Shor Revi'is, Shor Revi'is to Shor Chamishis. You can't mix up Shor Revi'is to Shor Shvi'is, Chamishis to Shvi'is, because Chamishis is on one side, the sun is on one side of the sky, and Shvi'is, it's on the other side. So over here as well, if one aid would tell you that it was this height, the other would tell you that height, you have to play the two heights. If it's Bechdei Tois, that the two Edom would say different. So the Rav speaks it out. Im Oma Echad Min Edom Gavoya Shtei Koymois Ve'echad Oma Sholosh Edusen Kayemes. Echad Oma Sholosh, one says that it was three stories high. Ve'echad Oma Chomesh Edusen Betel. That's not Bechdei Tois. V'kama Hoya Rochov. That means how thick was the sliver of moon that was seen. The Bezin would have Cheshbonis Lefi, they had hours, they had their calculations, how thick the moon should be. See, here the Mishnah speaks out, if the Eid said that it was Lefnei HaChamo Le'om HaKlum, that means if he said that he saw the Tzara Pogum, like we explained, that it's impossible, so then that's not Eid, it's a mistake. V'achach boid, how you machnisins Hasheni, boid kinois, they were taking the second of the Boidik, im nimtzu divrein michuvonim, if they would find that their Eidush nims. There's always a Lashon of Chazal, you have the same type of Lashon in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah says, not that they said exactly the same thing, there is a mokum for toys between two people, see different things. Nimtzu means that after your mizboinim, your ma'ayin, you find that divrei michuvonim, the famous diuk from the Goin, where two Edim came in to say Eidus about a couple with a marriage, and the Goin, it sounded like the Bezna in Vilna, smelled that something was up, but they couldn't find something in the Eidus to be machish them with. They brought the Edim to the Goin. The Goin was choiked to Edim. The Goin said they're liars. Why? They said exactly the same down to the last detail, which means they rehearsed and they planned the lie down to the last detail. No two people ever say exactly the same. They asked the Goyin, Mechenteisi, Vushtei der Halacha. And the Goyin said into Sant, the Goyin said, since the Lashon of the Mishnah is Nimtzu Divrei Mechuvonim. Nimtzu means that two people say things that are not 100% the same. You think about it, you realize that they're really saying the same thing, just a little bit different, depending on their perspective. But if they say exactly the same thing, it's not nimtzu, it was found divrei mechuvonim. It's motzu divrei mechuvonim. That the Mishnah doesn't say. That's almost impossible. Ushol kol azugois, shoyel and I say rosh edvarim. Once they heard it from the Eidus, one could assume, most of the Eidim that came weren't lawyers, so the first two, let's assume the first two said Eidus that would be held up by the Sanhedrin. Shoyel kol azugois, you didn't want to say, okay, we've been a couple of Eidus already, you want to encourage them. You don't want to discourage them from coming, so they would ask them some questions. Not that they needed them, in order that they shouldn't leave. Pachenefesh, pach is something that's thrown out. Is pachenefesh means somebody who feels depressed. He feels disappointed. You want them, the Eidim, to continue coming. So merely you have to encourage them to come, and you have to make them feel important.